there are times when, you know, just talking to, again, just talking to our little one, speaking loudly to her is quite often just as effective as a spank.
Yeah.
She doesn't like loud noises, and so when we do raise our voice, she knows that something's going on. More often than not, our punishment is the taking away of something that she likes.
Yeah.
Something that she wants, and that's just as effective for us at this point.
Yeah.
We haven't had to resort to other things.
Mm.
But I've certainly had to. More often than not, what I've done is I've packed in front of her. And that's usually an attention-getting activity for me to say, hey, focus. You need to focus on me right now because I'm saying something to you, you know, in more communicative ways to hers. But that's essentially what I'm saying to her. Focus on me. You need to listen. Something. I'm about to tell you something. Time to stop.
Yeah. You know?
And that's just as effective as a physical hit, which, you know, I'm not going to say I haven't done. There's, because she's got long hair, she doesn't hold a hand in a situation where a hand hold is warranted, i.e. crossing the road. We just hold on to her ponytail. You know, we're not yanking her by it, but we just, she knows that we've got a grip. You know, and it's a very loose grip, but she knows that it's there. Be like you pulling your little front tuft there. You know, you know somebody's got a touch on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not pulling any hair or anything like that at all. It's just she knows she's got a grip, and that's, you know, okay, you either hold the hand or hold the hair.
Yeah. Well, it's a similar discipline method to how the circus would train an elephant. What they do is they, when the elephant's really young, this is not about bestiality or anything like that, by the way, you know, just to clarify.
I'm glad.
Yeah. So when the elephant's really, really young and it's first gotten away from its parents, it wants to escape from the handlers, all the time wants to escape. So what they do is they get a waratah, like a really, really large metal pole and spike, and you drive it really, really far into the ground, and then they chain the elephant to it. The elephant, baby elephant will struggle and struggle and struggle, and it won't be able to get away from it until eventually it stops trying to get away. Then they can replace that massive metal pole and that chain with just a little tent peg and a rope. And the elephant will not even try to escape. Now, what this is talking about is talking about kind of learned helplessness to a degree. Now, I'm actually in favor of teaching that to children at a very young age and then teaching them out of it once they actually have the ability to cognitively think about the consequences of their actions. Once they can take responsibility for their own actions, then you need to teach them how to take responsibility for their own actions. But in the meantime, it's just for their protection and what have you, they need to know boundaries, they need to know discipline and what have you. And this is actually part of the way of teaching them to be responsible adults who don't run away. Way and so on and so forth. When I was a boy, and this is something that I got reminded of while you were speaking, I don't know exactly why, but I was a really violent kid, maybe up until the age of 15 or so. But when I was really, really young, I think maybe first or second year of primary school, I think I was getting beaten up by a bunch of kids at the same time. I was surrounded with them. There was like eight of them on me, attacking me, and I bit one of them. Now, instead of the school principal disciplining any of the children that were trying to beat me up, they disciplined me for biting one of them. They hung a sign around my neck that said, "Dog bite." And they marched me through the school during lunchtime so that all the kids could see this naughty dog bite boy.
No. And that's something
it's cruel and unusual punishment, isn't it?
Absolutely cruel and unusual. I mean, that's just absolute stupidity.
Mm. And my parents wondered why I ran away from school so many times.
Mm. Why would you want to be there if you're going to be persecuted for being persecuted, you know, and especially by the adults, because I consider that, you know, if I'm lacking patience and acting like a three-year-old, then what the hell's that? I mean, I certainly believe in restorative justice in many ways in schools, there was a situation recently where our girl was found pinching lunch from another. She wasn't alone, but she was doing it with other students, and she was taking some other kid's lunch. And I got really upset with that. I was in a meeting when I got a text from the teacher that the evening had happened. And it took a lot of restraint for me not to just bust out of the meeting and come home and wake her up out of bed like, what the hell are you doing? But they told me that, you know, they did some restorative at the school and, you know, had her open her lunchbox and the other kid pick something out. And then I was talking with the one of the support teachers that she has, and I says, well, that's good. They tried to do something. It's one of those things, again, using your elephant analogy, but I'll use like it's cat or a dog, and they do business in the house. You rub their nose in it. But the thing is, you got to do it at the time that it happens. You know, you got to likening my daughter to an animal. The same kind of scenario exists that if you don't do the punishment at the time the crime is done, it's not going to be very meaningful for her. And so, you know, the time when she's at her worst, I guess, behavior and at the times when she's acting contrary to the ways that we would like her to act, that punishment takes place at that time and that she sees it happen. So, for example, in a situation the other day, she was just bad attitude, talking back, all this stuff. And so we took away her favorite doll. And we saw it. The thing is, for her, she needs to see it being taken away and put away. She doesn't see where it's put away, but she sees, she knows it's not no longer in her possession. And so that's I guess, you know, like rubbing her face in it in a way that, and she knows that she'll be back, but in terms of the time frame, she has to wait out the time frame. And there are redeem points, like if she listens and she does her tasks that we give her to do and she does those well, then she could actually get it back a little earlier.